All right, Kyle, you're virtually a newcomer in the NCAA this year. And what kinds of expectations did you have for yourself to perform at a D1-2 school in volleyball this year?
Honestly, I had, like, I obviously am going to go into every game wanting to win. But in the overall season, like, I was pretty nervous approaching it. Coming from a JC level, I didn't really know how, like, my skills would transfer over to the Division One level. I was kind of apprehensive about that, but I mean, it turned out all right. So,
well, let's talk about that. I mean, this year was essentially a history-making year for UC San Diego. I mean, it's a shortened season due to the coronavirus pandemic. Most wins in program history since the 2009 season. You guys go 14-5 overall. You achieved the highest rank in program history at number 6 for the final 3 polls of the season. I mean, all this in your first year, would you have predicted this kind of success for the Tritons?
Not really. I mean, obviously I didn't expect this, but I'm beyond thrilled and beyond happy that this happened. I was really excited and motivated coming into the season, but we weren't really sure exactly how much we were willing to do. But I would say after that first game against Loyola, we knew we had the potential, but I'm really happy with, like, all the damage and the progress that we've made this season.
Yeah, now without a doubt, you clearly pace the Tritons this season, putting on some incredible performances. You had a career night at the expense of my team, UC Irvine, garnering 24 kills, 3 aces, and a total of 28 points on the night. And what ignited this kind of performance pretty regularly for you?
I would say my teammates. I mean, obviously, I'm not very emotional athlete, but just seeing how engaged they were and how motivated they were to win, and especially the energy coming from the bench, no matter what gym we walk into, we know that bench energy is going to be there, and it really motivates us on the court.
Now, on top of the other accomplishments for the Triton program, you took down, at the time, then number 3 UCLA, and it's the first win over UCLA since 2012, then number 13 Princeton, then number 14 Concordia, then you took down UC Irvine, who was 5-6 twice. How does it feel like to be a part of such a history-making team in your first season?
It's really special, especially with the people that I've done it with all the family supporting and the teammates and the coaching and the UCSD staff, like the trainers and the lifting coaches, all of them, it's been a special journey, and the success, it's really paid off.
Yeah. Now, you're a pretty unique story in that you're a transfer from a great school that basically is Travis Turner's domain, Orange Coast College. So I got to drop that name on there because I know that he's paying attention here, but you had a roster that boasts of the names of JB Cam, Jordan Hoppe, and Cam's at UCI and Hoppe's at Concordia. Can you share your experience playing at OCC and the influence of Travis, Bevel Bay club coaching staff, and just being at Edison High School and elevating your game?
Yeah, so playing at OCC was one of the best experiences of my life. I never really conditioned or lifted or worked that hard, I would say, in sports before. And I would say starting off at OCC, I was one of the laziest players there. But, yeah, that led to a lot of fun conversations with Travis and another assistant coach, Mike D'Alessandro.
But Deli.
Yeah, Deli. The standard that Travis sets for all of his players there is really high. And anything lower than that is unacceptable. But Travis Turner is definitely one of the biggest mentors in my life on the court and off the court. Mm-hmm. And I'm very appreciative to him and everyone else at OCC, Edison, and Balboa Bay that have helped me along.
Excellent. Well, hey, Kyle McCauley of UC San Diego, thanks for taking time here with volleyballmag.com. All right. Hey, everyone. You're watching or listening to the Viral Volley Podcast. I've got UC San Diego outside hitter and the first team of Big West Conference honoree, Kyle McCauley from Huntington Beach High School. Those guys are going to hate me there. Huntington Beach, California, Edison High School, Orange Coast College, and you're now kicking it at home in HB, fresh off a session at Sea Point. Only you surfers will know what I'm talking about. So, hey, Kyle, thanks for coming on the show today. I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, what was your most memorable match during the abbreviated 2020 season?
I would have to say UCLA. I mean, beating the top-ranked team was one of our goals at the beginning of the year. Everyone played well. Everyone was having a good time, and especially our opposite, Colin Shannon. He led in aces, blocks, and digs, and contributed in so many other ways. But being able to beat a number three ranked UCLA at home was very special for all of us.
Now, you guys had an extremely excited and a really energetic crowd for a good portion of your matches this year. I mean, I know it was your first year playing there, but I mean, being someone that's been in the MPSF and now the Big West, I mean, that's a very unique thing at UC San Diego. I mean, you got the energy going and your play really rallied the community there. How's it like playing for the ESPN3 crowds on TV and also the people in-house?
Oh, it's a great experience. I have to give credit to the UCSD pep band because they're always heckling and doing their part to get in the other team's head. But being in that big of a gym is a huge difference from the JC level, but it's very special, especially in San Diego.
Now, you had an incredible supporting group on the court with you. They were high performers, like in center Connor Wahlbrecht, I believe, first team all Big West, libero Ryan Liu, and outside hitter Wyatt Harrison. What made everything click and work for your team?
I think it's the chemistry that we had on and off the court. I mean, no matter what we were doing, we were having fun, but we were doing it with a purpose. Whether it was practice or in games, we had a goal set that we were working towards, but we were going to have fun along the way. So this nice. Team did a great job picking up the slack when someone was like having an off night, especially when I was having off nights. But no matter who was on the court or off the court, everybody was ready to go.
You know, one of the things I noticed and from the matches I saw you playing, one directly in front of me, the rest online, but it seems like Coach Kevin Ring had the utmost confidence in your ability to play and lead on the court. Did he give you any specific directives or instructions before each match?
I got to say my memory kind of sucks in those situations, but I would say one of the themes throughout the season was kind of like, all right, what's next? And all these major wins that we had were very exciting. And the what was important for us was not getting too complacent or ahead of ourselves. And so one of the times that I really respected Ring was after we beat UCLA in the post-game interview. He talks about how much fun we had, but he also mentions like we're always looking forward and there's a lot of volleyball left in the season. So even on the court, it's all about short-term memory and moving on to the next play. And that's what I really tried to implement with myself and with my teammates.
Now, one of the things I did recognize this year, at least from an individual performance standpoint, is you were swinging with absolute confidence and you're going for broke on every ball. And as an opponent, not good because you just seem to find the right seam, the right angle. What got your skill set to such a high performance level this year?
It pains me to say it, but I'm going to say Travis, because there were times at OCC where he would literally tell me, do not roll shot the ball, do not tip the ball. So I didn't really have any other option. But yeah, I love mixing in roll shots. So whenever I do that, I always text him after games, hey, you see that roll shot in set three?
I'll be sure to highlight that on social media and tag Travis on it.
Yeah.
Now, from a player perspective, we obviously had some really great athletes and performers this season, but who in your eyes were some of the top players that you saw that you played or across the nation that really grabbed your attention?
I mean, first name that comes to mind is Gabby Garcia. I didn't watch a lot of the BYU games, but I did watch them at Hawaii, and just seeing him from the service line alone is just insane, seeing how much power and consistency he has with that.
Right.
Another player is Randy Deweese at UCSB.
Yep.
I didn't really know about him until watching the scouting report, but after playing with him, he's super crafty and definitely has a quick arm to back it up.
Mm-hmm. Wow. One from the Big West and one from the MPSF. I like the representation there.
Yeah, kind of mixed up.
Now, you have one more season left, and as far as eligibility, but what do you see the future of the UCSD program looking like with your last year of eligibility?
Only going up, no matter who comes back, if Connor or Lou decide to return or they decide to leave. I mean, we made a lot of progress this year, and I don't think we're looking to stop that. We want our name to be in those conversations with UCLA and UCI, but I think we did that this year. So
not yet, some big wins, no doubt. And it was exciting to see what you and the rest of your teammate and Coach Kevin Ring were doing at UC San Diego. You definitely got the boards chatting about UC San Diego. Hey, Kyle, thanks again for joining me today. We're going to have one more fun little segment. So we're going to take a break right there, known as the Rundown. And if you've been following the podcast, the Rundown is just a fun inside look at our athletes being featured here on the podcast. Hey, welcome back, everyone. You're watching or listening to the Viral Volley Podcast. I've got UC San Diego outside hitter Kyle McCauley from Huntington Beach, California, Edison High School and Orange Coast College, and now a Triton at UCSD. We're going to do our Rundown segment, which is essentially how quick they can answer a question, get right back up like a defender would, and answer the next one. It's all for fun and games to get an inside look at our featured athlete here on the Viral Volley Podcast. Kyle, you ready to go?
Yes.
All right, easy one to go. What's your favorite go-to song before a match?
Favorite go-to? Oh, I'd say When the Levee Breaks by Led Zeppelin.
All right. Do you have a celebrity doppelganger?
Yes, Macaulay Culkin. As a child, I look exactly like him.
Favorite place to be is fill in the blank.
Oh, beach.
All right. When not in training mode, you like to indulge in?
Surfing, right back at the beach.
All right. On a deserted island, I wouldn't want to be without fill in the blank.
Surfboard.
Funniest heckle directed at you?
Kyle, you're trash. Just straight up.
What is your favorite team or person to play against?
Play against? I would say my team, whatever team I'm on. I love playing against the same team and trash talking and all that.
Oh, so during practice, huh?
Yeah.
If you had $1 million or won the California Lotto, I would fill in the blank.
Buy an island and get a surfboard and go surfing.
I like where your head's at. It's your last bottle of sanitizer or your last roll of toilet paper. Who do you give them to?
Oh, God.
You can say keep it yourself if you need to.
Then yes, I'm going to keep it myself.
In these times, you need to make sure you have a clean bum.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Kyle. Hey, thanks again for participating in the Rundown here on the Viral Volley Podcast. And hey, congratulations on the great season. I'm looking forward to see the ABCA All-American.